Blood Orange by Harriet Tice. Prologue. First, you light a cigarette, the smoke curling in on itself and up towards the ceiling. It catches at the back of your throat with the first draw before seeping into your lungs and easing into your bloodstream with a tingle. You put the fag down in the ashtray before turning to set your scene. Kneeling over the back of the sofa, you tie the rope onto the shelves, the smoke sliding up your face and stinging your eyes. Next, you wrap a silk scarf around the rope to soften it and pull at it once, twice, to make sure it's secure. You've done this before. You've practiced, tested, measured it to a perfect calibration. So far and no further, no drop. Only a little death wanted here. The screen is set up, the film you selected ready to play, and the final cut, the orange you have laid out on a plate. You pick up the knife, a sharp one with a wooden handle, a steel dappled blade, and you push it into the fruit. A half, a quarter, an eighth. The peel orange with the pith white. The flesh bleeding out to red at the edges, a sunset spectrum. These are all the textures you need. The sting of the smoke in the air, the figures dancing on the screen before your eyes, the padding of the silk soft against the coarse rope, the thumping of the blood in your ears as you come closer and closer, the sweet burst of citrus on your tongue to pull you back from there to here before the point of no return. It works every time. You know you're safe, alone. Behind the locked door, just you and the glorious summit you're about to reach. Only a few beats away.